Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're now listening to the Jillian Michaels Show.
All right, well, this is a very special day today.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a very special show.
Just getting some chapstick.
See,
no, what?
This
what?
Is our show 200. Believe it or not, we have done...
You know why?
Two...
Because nobody can cancel us.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, if they could have canceled us, we would have been canceled.
I never thought of that.
But we're self-produced. Yes, we are. And we're self-funded. We're self-broadcasted. No one can cancel us.
Which is why I never thought of it, which is why we're on show 200. I can't believe it's 200 shows.
Well, I can't either. I'm just really impressed that we stuck with it this long.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, that's, 2 years. We've been doing this for almost 3 years.
We started February 2011.
Yep. This is supposed to be the worst of, right?
Yeah. So
I think we've started it off right in the vein.
This is exactly what we're talking about. Because what we were going to do, remember, for show 100, yep, as a celebration, we put together the best of. We found all our favorite bits, and Jake said, oh, I remember we did this one, let's put that one in. And we all kind of decided... Show 100. So for the show 200, we decided to do the worst of. These are all...
We didn't. We don't really care. You came up with it.
But these are all the things that, as we call it, hit the editing room floor. The stuff we had to cut out of the show.
Okay.
But we should tell the audience that in doing so, it was very hard to find these because all the worst of actually goes into the body of our shows. So we pretty well... play you guys everything. The only thing that comes out is sometimes we just thought it went south. So
yeah.
So what you're going to hear is a montage of the worst of the Jillian Michaels show.
The worst of the worst.
The worst of the worst. The worst of the worst. So let's see. So what we're going to start with is this is how when we open the show, we often discuss things. We often go, hey, you know, what do you want to do? And sometimes none of us are kind of brain dead, and sometimes things just... Anyways, here's a montage of our openers.
Oh, joy.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, but you've been playing with this for the... Like, if I could only do that with a tattoo... Not that I... Is this okay?
Don't talk anymore. Go ahead.
Okay. I learned some... Oh, what's this?
Try that. You like coconut?
Oh. Are you going to give me this half? Because I want to save it for after my tuna. You can't eat coconut chocolate bar and then tuna. Mm. You can have the other half. It's all right. Are you really going to only eat half? Remember the last time?
Oh, maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go.
Remember the last time when you only ate half and I wanted to beat you up? Remember when I tried to fight with you? Hey, I learned something in yoga.
Tell me.
Well, you know when you're in the... well, it wasn't really yoga, but you know when you're in the final thing, the lie down part?
Yes.
What's it called again?
Shavasana.
That's right.
That, oh, are we doing a segment?
I'm just ignoring you, checking my text.
I've been doing a segment for the last 3 minutes.
She was? I thought she was asking me if I was going to give her the other half of my candy bar.
Well, the mics were on. I'm keeping this candy bar. Hey, well, listen to my thing. Okay. Okay, we're lying in our gonorrhea. What's it called again? Why can't I remember
Shavasana.
What it's Shavasana. We're lying in the Shavasana. And my teacher...
Gonorrhea.
She said... I couldn't think of what it was. My teacher said... She said, I want you to think about attachments.
Okay.
Man. Let me just put this post-it. Okay, should we announce the tour? We do that on another one.
No, we can do that here for sure.
Well, all right, are we ready?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, sorry, Jake. This is
12-11-13A.
Does anybody have anything compelling to share?
12-13.
What are you doing?
11-13.
What are you doing right now?
You know what? Jake and I work in this highly systematic labeling system when we do these shows.
Highly systematic labeling system?
Yes.
It's a
very systematic system. And if we don't communicate and go, hey, what number's this? Then we get all screwed up when it comes time to put everything together.
Oh.
So. Mm-hmm. There we go. Now, there, and you put a wiggle there. Okay, I'm ready to go.
What segment is this?
I don't know. You said you had something.
What label have you put on it? I'm just curious.
A.
Wow. Okay. My God, that is systematic. No, what a complex systematic system you've got going.
Aren't you?
A. Okay. Woo-wee!
I'm telling you, it will work.
A. And the next one's B?
The next one. Well, and you know what's after that?
Is it a little B or a capital B?
I always go little B.
Mm.
We never use the big capitals.
Nope, no
always
capitals.
The little ones.
Interesting. Is there a reason?
No, just that's the way Jake and I communicate after you're gone.
Capitals seem a little too serious.
Yeah. Oh. It's like yelling. It's like in email, but it's like yelling.
C! Got it.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be one of those.
And we're in segment
I!
Okay.
Because sometimes you go through a gamut of emotions we have noticed in the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say anything, but you have.
Does anyone have anything to share?
Well, you're on the roller coaster of emotional hell, so why don't you start?
What would make you presume that?
Because you've been up and down. Listen to the shows.
Pepping my step today.
No, you got a little giggle in your wiggle. But whoa. I'm just saying, you have been on a little bit of a up and down.
That's true.
So,
well, I thought, you know, I've been trying really hard for the past 24 hours to come up with some sort of takeaway about segment A, because I want to share this story because it's so remarkable to me.
Okay.
And it's quite funny if you really think about it. Because after all, I mean, what is comedy? It's tragedy plus time, right? And that's my life, a series of comical events. Tragic events that over time become funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really think about a reason to tell people this other than their pure amusement. And, you know, it is a, quote, healthy, motivating show. So I'm going to try very hard to come up with some sort of moral to this story.
Wow, but really, you know, it'd be nice to get to it at some point.
Just sit back and enjoy.
No, yeah, oh no.
Are you ready?
Well, we've been ready for about the last 10 minutes.
No, because you were too busy labeling things with your systematic system.
Well, that's...
So we couldn't get started.
Okay, now we begin.
All right.
Hey, Jillian!
Mother of God.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes.
Remember when you say, remember when you used to welcome people to the show?
Yeah, well,
what happened to that?
You stopped doing it.
I said
to you. That's what. Well, then why? There's your answer. I used to always say, "Let's welcome to the show," and you said it sounds fake. So that now we just start with the systematic system.
Which is far better.
My God, this is the longest talk about nothing. I swear to
God. Most of our talks are about nothing.
No, we usually get to a point. Would you tell your story,
please? All right,
please?
So.
I have to ask you if you've... there's a lot of... Okay.
Oh.
I came across this article of a woman who got in a lot of... Jesus, Janice. Have you read the article called College Women Stop Getting Drunk?
No.
Okay.
So Janice has nothing.
Janice, you got nothing? I'm just going to eat. Nothing?
No. I just don't feel that I have... Hang on.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
She's got something.
Yeah, in her backside.
Woo. That's what I got.
Wow. Nothing? So you just fart on tape. Okay.
Nothing? No, I don't know. I just nothing. It's been a very calm period for me.
Come on.
No. You know what?
We're just going to eat candy.
Look at that face. Come on. Give me something. No, it's just been a very... It's been very... I've just been very calm. Hmm. I did come to... I did... Well... No.
Hmm?
No, I couldn't.
Jake?
I'm still dizzy from Janice's something.
That was bad.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
I wonder if Autumn? The Reverend is here.
I don't have anything either.
I know, I wasn't prepared for this.
Me either. I've been busy.
Can we do a call?
I guess.
Okay.
Who are you calling?
We're not the same. We're not saving that.
You're farting? Sure we are.
No, we're not.
Who are we calling?
This might actually go good with... We can stop, Jake.
No.
No. Mm-mm. This might go good with your segment on couples, because I have a problem that I don't really know where it originated from, but yes, probably from my childhood. I recently moved in with my boyfriend of almost 4 years. He has a 7-year-old daughter, and I still haven't accepted the fact there's a child in my household. Mm. She doesn't live with us right now. She only comes home during the weekend, but starting next year, she'll be living full time. It's the hardest thing I'm getting through. I want to cherish every moment with my new family, but I hate to say this, I don't.
Yep, I get it.
I see everything that has to do with her, a task.
Oh, boy.
I love my boyfriend, but I'm not sure I love his daughter.
Yeah. I hear you. Get her on the phone. Yeah. This is a good one. At least somebody's got something to say. God knows it's none of you three. Those were amazing. I don't know what they are, but we're going to pretend like this is all... Woo-hoo! Those are thigh-slapping funny.
Funny.
LOL.
So the next little
R-O-F-L
is
LOLS.
We have found
LOLZ
that Jillian, when she kind of, I don't know why you do this, but we
LMAO.
Heidi gets hijacked on many occasions. I don't know what it is comes out in you, but you just go, I gotta call Heidi.
Well, and I think her input would,
No, my favorite part is that we always catch her at the worst possible moment. It's totally. Like, why aren't you focused? And she's like, I have a kid screaming. I'm wrangling bees. Trying to
right, exactly.
Get a bird out of the tree. And you're like, can I call you back?
Which you will hear in the first clip. And the second clip is probably one of my favorite lines out of Heidi ever is, no more calls, please.
Can we record this? Let's see.
Have you got all...
Hey, honey. Is Lubal there?
Yeah. You want to talk to her?
Yeah. She's not, mind you, she's not that great on the phone. She doesn't really understand the concept of it.
She might not remember me.
Okay, Lou. Mama's ready for you.
Hello?
Hello, Bergie?
I'm at the playground.
You're at the playground?
Yeah.
Guess who I'm hanging out with?
I have no feet. I have no shoes on.
You have no shoes on?
No.
Why not? Lubal?
I
Why don't you have shoes on? Honey? She's in the corner talking to me. What are you doing?
I'm playing with some toy.
You're playing with a toy. Okay. Guess who I'm hanging out with?
What?
Guess who I'm with?
What?
You know who's here? Wait, say that again. What?
I something already.
You something already? Oh no! I lost him. And now, you know, Heidi's not going to know the phone's disconnected.
She's so cute.
I got no shoes on!
She might not. She won't know.
She will.
She won't know Janice.
Yes, she will. Oh, wait, here. Honey? Okay, wait. What was she saying?
Do you meet her again?
Yeah, but what was she saying?
She said, I'm at the playground.
I got
toys. And she said, I'm dumping it.
Oh, I'm dumping.
Playing with a little dump truck.
Got it. Okay, we put it on one more time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Berg.
Hello?
Hey, Berg, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, guess what? I'm with McManus.
McManus?
Yeah, I'm with Manus. Yeah, right now. Want to say hi to Manus?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Hey, Lou Berg. Hey, Lou Berg, it's me, Manus.
Tell her she needs to do her usual greeting to Janice.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second.
Okay.
It's a Manus. It's a Manus.
Good girl, sweetie. What do you want to say to Manus?
Suck it.
Suck it.
That's right.
My
that's
girl. Good girl. Manus, you want to say anything back?
Yeah. Go ahead. Love you, Lou.
That's not what you say back. On the tour bus. You suck it, Lou. I bet you. All right, honey, I love you. Bye, Stinky. Bye.
All right. Are you good?
Am I good? Okay, yes. Thank you.
That's great.
Suck it, Manus.
Suck it, Manus.
Yeah, suck
it. That was the best.
Yeah, all right. Bye.
Bye.
Heidi, yeah, she'll hold on to things forever. I don't know why. Let's see if we can get her. Let's see. Honey.
Yeah.
Why do you hold on to crap?
She can't just...
What, you need my magazine?
I told you. But it's not just the magazines, babe. It's like all the baby crap and like the bagel you made me hold on to that just rotted in the car that I threw away. And it's like... You just.
Because I thought he might get hungry and he doesn't want squeezies these days.
But babe, we went to the farmer's market. I said we're going to the farmer's market. There's a plethora of new food. Why, honey? What is this that you have? Because Janice has it too. Why?
Nothing. I don't like to waste things.
Exactly.
And with the gardening magazines, I feel like I could reference them at some point, perhaps.
In the entire 4.5 years of our relationship, you've never referenced one of those.
But she might.
Like if we buy a farm, some of them have articles on chickens and bees and things, and then I'll go back and reference.
But what about the 50 books we bought you on those categories, on those subjects that just sit on the shelves?
Those would be helpful as well.
That's right. See, I get Heidi makes complete sense to me.
You're insane.
No,
there is no room. We would be drowning. And
you're very wasteful, honey. You throw away things that you don't even need to throw away, or that you could give to other people.
I give to other people. I give everything to other people. All I do is go around the house and collect stuff to give away.
But I bet you throw away. Enough. Sounds like it. Yeah,
Babe. There comes a time when it's like You have to make room for things that are new. It's like if it was up to you, we would be buried in...
I can't hear you at all, actually.
Oh, all right. Listen, honey, here's the thing. You have to get rid of old stuff. And so does Janice. I think you should make a commitment to this.
Oh, Heidi and I'll get on to that right away. Thank you, Jillian.
I feel like I have to, like, get a storage unit to put my stuff away.
Okay, as long as it's out of the house, you can do that. You can do that, honey. You have any theories, though, on why you do this?
No.
See? She's unconscious about it. That's how deep it is. It's a hoarder. She's a hoarder.
But she said it.
You're a hoarder.
I'm not a hoarder. There's only certain things that I hold on to, like magazines.
And baby toys. And leftover food. Do you know how many times I try to throw away the food and you won't let me until it literally, like, grows legs and starts walking out of the fridge?
Well, then it's time to throw it away.
Oh, my God.
But until then, someone might eat it.
Yeah.
Okay, baby. I love you.
All right, no more calls today, please.
Why?
That's enough.
Why?
It's just enough.
Why?
Well, we're going to be there in an hour or so.
Okay, you can do the show from here.
She hung up on me.
Nature Box. Check this out. Each month, you can get a box of delicious, better-for-you snacks delivered straight to your doorstep. Yeah, and if you join today, you'll get a free sample box of some of my most loved snacks. These snacks are the real deal. They are Jillian approved, which means no high fructose corn syrup, no hydrogenated oils, no artificial flavors or colors. Smarter snacks. Each snack faces strict quality standards, and they are all nutritionist approved. Nothing gets by them or me. So rather than grabbing something on the go, have your snacks with you. Travel with them, keep them in the car, keep them in your bag so that you have them before the gym, after the gym, at that crunch hour around 4 o'clock when you're craving that donut in the office kitchen. Do not do it. This month, my absolute favorite snack has been the lemon pucker pistachios. Delicious. So start your Nature Box membership today and get a free sample box with our most loved snacks. Just go to naturebox.com/Jillian to get started.
Okay, it's NASM time, and here is my pitch, people. Giving you the hard sell, I want you to imagine waking up every day excited to go to work. Not just a job that you have to show up at that you don't like, but a career that makes you happy, feel empowered, and like you're making a contribution. Become a certified personal trainer with the National Academy of Sports Medicine. Certified personal trainers can work with pro athletes, sports teams, A-list celebrities, or by the way, soccer moms. People that make you feel good every day to go and see and help. Finally, you can do something that you're going to love and you can make great money doing it. You're even guaranteed to get a job within 60 days of earning your certification, or they will give you your money back. So if you hurry up right now, you can get a free 14-day sneak peek of their online program at MyUSAtrainer.com. That's MyUSAtrainer.com.
Of course, there's the times where the kids come to visit mommy when she's doing the podcast.
How did you even cut? Oh, man, there's a lot to cut there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out of things to talk about, and Janice. Yeah, Phoenix, thank you. Janice.
We rolling, dude?
We're going to start. Okay. We're going to do a segment right now, Lou. Janice has brought something in that she thinks is profound. Should we listen?
Yeah.
Say, what is it? What is it, Manus?
What is it?
What is it, Manus?
It's Mother Teresa's Anyway poem.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You want me to read it?
Let's listen together, Lou.
You got a sandwich on your mouth, Jillian.
Do I have a sandwich on my mouth, Lou?
Yeah.
I do? Well, get it. Get it. Get it. Is it gone?
Yeah. It was big. It was a whole piece of
chapstick, actually. I don't know.
It's chapstick.
It's chapstick, Janice. It's coconut chapstick, huh?
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Lou, are you ready for this? Yeah. Should we tell Janice if we think this is a good segment?
This is good.
I want us to listen to this and then make fun of Janice when it's over. Can you do that with me?
Sure.
Okay. Well, you can't make fun of Mother Teresa.
No, we're going to make fun of you.
Well, I'm going to read Mother Teresa's poem.
All right, Lou, are you ready? Here, you want to sit with me, Lou? You can sit with me. You want to share a mic or you want your own chair? Okay, go.
You want me to do the whole thing?
Lou, do we want the whole thing? Yeah, we're going to need the whole thing.
Mother Teresa's Anyway poem.
Okay.
People are...
Look at Autumn. Autumn's paying attention. Autumn's like this. Go? Yes?
People are...
Whoa! Come away from the microphone.
I'm looking forward to taking over that mic.
Briggy. No!
Briggy. Berg. Burger. Here are the microphone rules. Are you ready? We can't yell into it. Otherwise, everyone will go deaf. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. Give yourself a little distance. Okay, you ready, Berg? Okay.
People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. When you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build it anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway.
It's almost over.
Okay. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway.
Are you listening?
Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world your best you have anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it's between you and your God. It was never between you and them anyway.
Oh. At first, I was like, well, why should we do this? Why? Why should I do that? Why? But then in the end, that's interesting.
Right. It's not between you and them.
No, it's between you and your God. I understand. What happened? I can't understand, honey. Wait, here, say it into the mic. Can you say it into the mic? What happened?
I said I pound in the mouth.
You pound.
Well, I'm sure Mother Teresa... Let's just put this over here, shall we? Okay. There we go.
We need to do this one over. Yeah.
Wow.
Can we cut that out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we might have to.
I know.
We might have to do that.
I know. Okay. Okay. Autumn, you seemed particularly caught up. What are your thoughts?
Oh, she's got no mic anymore.
I was listening because I was watching the baby dust. As soon as she started talking, I moved.
That's right. Phoenix has decided to dust the studio.
It'll
you know, this is probably... I think this is the best segment we've ever done. I would have to put this on the top.
You know what's interesting about this? Here's what you're seeing. You know, with kids, you have a plan, right? You have a plan and you think you've got a plan and you're going to get through that plan come hell or high water. And ultimately, like, you can't get anything done. You can't follow a straight path from A to B. Like, you see that it's like, this one's over here cleaning the windows with boogers. And this one's over here talking about God knows what, dancing on the microphone. Like, you can't, kids really make you go with the flow, man. I'm telling you.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. No, I can't bring that up. Sorry.
Oh, because it's a different thing. Yeah. Kids force you to kind of roll with it. What?
Funny. Is that funny?
It's funny, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well.
I got so there you go. That was a poem by Mother Teresa. Cough away from the mic. Yeah.
There we go. All right. We'll be right back. And you may have noticed that we've added advertising as of probably the last, I don't know how many, little while now.
Well, we're trying to, so we got to pay for you.
Yeah, got to pay my, as you can see, for being the most fantastic producer.
And they're expensive.
And so usually
they're
we
like
do
$50 a month.
$50 a month.
Yeah.
Plus bus fare, which
That's
is real.
Right.
I really appreciate
all the
bus
way
pass.
From Vancouver.
Yeah. I ride the dog from Vancouver.
Yeah, we were going to try to get out of paying for your hotel by putting you up in my guest house. And then I just said, no, gee, you're going to have to spring for that.
Yeah. But the unfortunate, well, what happens is we always wait. We always do the shows. And then we always save doing the spots for the end of the day.
Because I want to concentrate.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, Jillian's not always at her best. Yeah, we'll still
Here's
roll.
The deal.
Yeah.
So,
all right, got it.
Leave some room in between, and then I'll give you the notes on that.
Okay.
How to edit it.
Okay. I'm not gonna say, are you ready to grab life by the box? What is wrong with you, jackass? What is wrong with you?
I was trying to mix it
up. By the way, if there's swearing in the tune of the show, just bleep it.
Don't think it's gonna be bleeped.
Okay, here we go.
You think there's going to be swearing?
No, no. Here we go. You idiots, be quiet. All right, here we go.
It has to be word for word? No, you can say whatever you want here. As long as you do the call to action.
Okay. Janice?
Yes, Jillian.
We have a new sponsor. I think you should pay attention.
I think you...
You know what I...
Don't.
Oh.
And you can't say new sponsor because we did that last time.
Yeah, it's the second week.
This is the second...
We're also not going to get paid if Janice rips a fart in the right...
Please leave. I want all of this in the show. All of it. Leave it all.
So yeah, you can't say new sponsor. Just got to go right in there.
Link the mic into your anus. Thank you. I can't wait to see the next person that has to use that mic sock. And their face melts right off like Indiana Jones in The Lost Ark when the guy opens the ark and his whole face just melts. Come on, do the spot. Come on. Janice? I'm trying to tell you about one of our sponsors.
Okay.
Be serious.
Okay.
Janice.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
About one of our sponsors.
Okay.
DollarShaveClub.com. Okay. You know why I'm telling you about these guys?
Mm-mm, but it is faster would be better.
Well, your chin hairs have to go. Okay. And here's the thing. These guys have to go. They have to go. These guys make quality razors. On the cheap, great price, and just because we're chicks doesn't mean we need to pay $20 for a razor with a pink flower handle. I know you're cheap. Mm-hmm. You won't even get bras with adjustable doodahs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these guys are the bomb diggity, and you need to pay attention. Okay, Chinny McChinchin? All right? Huh? So, here we go. For all of you out there...
Oh, God, this is going to take forever. I have so many more. You have six more after this.
Why is that funny?
To keep your eye on
I know she needs them.
How did you know I have chin hair?
We can see them.
You need the product, I'm trying to tell you.
What'd you call me? Chinny
McChinchin. Oh, the hair is my chinny chin chin. Chinny McChinchin. Come on, just do the spot. Normal. This is like forever. Because you keep ruining it.
Well, okay, you can go ahead. You can say, I don't mind you saying chin hairs, but you got to speed it up. This is longer than a segment.
Just to be clear for all of you, I just want to explain to you what's going on right now. Janice came up with the worst of, and I, of course, said, what a great idea. Let's show everybody, warts and all, how bad we really are.
Right.
So we have no idea what she's actually edited out of the show. We have no idea what she's going to be putting in this show. What she does is she shows up with a notepad, not a computer, but a notepad, where she's written intros into each one of these sections that you're hearing.
Yeah.
So what is the next thing on your notepad?
This is the next one is on how what you think of me.
Oh, I can't. Well, I can answer that without you having to do flashbacks right now.
Okay.
All right. I got one. Okay. Oh, whenever you're ready, Manus.
Sorry, this is my dad.
Oh, no, that's okay. No, no, no. We're waiting on you.
We're waiting on
you. Yeah.
Sure.
Ah, girl, what kind of phone case is that? You got like 3 phone cases on your phone. Like a person that wears 5 condoms. What's your problem?
I wouldn't know about that. Yes, Jillian.
What's up with your phone case?
Because I hike. I need something when I hike.
You've got 3 phone cases on there.
Well, you need more weight when you hike? That's what
no, I need more protection.
Because you're gonna
I have 2 toddlers and I don't put my phone in a friggin'... It's like Kevlar on your phone.
It's a hook. That. Yeah. Well, you go into the bush.
Wow. Jeez. Oh, my God. You know what's interesting about McManus? Like, you can take the McManus out of the 70s, but you can't take the 70s out of McManus. She still found a way to make that phone as big as humanly possible.
Now I feel sexy in cobbler's pose.
That's scary.
Well, that's what happens.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Please don't ever do that pose in here with us. Save that.
Save that for my next time I do my moves on somebody.
Yeah. Yes. You know, I thought it was a hell of a move.
I was so proud of it.
Like I said, that person just wasn't doing yoga.
Yeah, well, that's... Anyway, so there you go. There's the... What was that segment about again? Oh, 10...
Yoga and sex.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll check that one off.
Thanks for your contribution. You know, Autumn, I'm trying to make her feel more involved. You know, like she's a part of the show. And I'm trying, like the Jillian that came home from India thought, let Janice be a part of the show more.
Yeah.
And
you
know, I really have come to regret. There's something to be said for your initial instincts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You gotta trust your gut.
Gotta trust the gut. Yeah. Well. Okay. Well, that'll never happen again. There's a lot of things you can do to make money in bars, but I don't think people will pay you for any of them.
No. No, I'm kind of past
that. There's some tricks with a ping pong ball that are kind of interesting. Talk to Giancarlo about it.
No, I know about those. That's from the wartime, and you know I'm from those days. That's where it started, I believe. That kind of...
World War One?
No, I think it was World War II.
No.
They're the ping pong balls.
That's not World War II.
Yes, it was.
I've seen Saving Private Ryan. It's not in there.
Saving Private Ryan was World War II.
Yeah, but the ping pong ball's not in there.
Well, I don't think Steven Spielberg thought, you know, when I'm doing Private Ryan, I got to get that ping pong ball scene in there as Tom Hanks is dying. I don't think so.
Did Tom Hanks die in that movie?
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Oops. Yeah. Dead. All yeah, right. He dies at the end. Remember? He's like all...
Kinda.
Oh, you know what I saw? I saw...
Don't say Interstellar.
No, I saw Gone Girl.
Oh!
I saw Gone Girl.
You've got to be careful with that spoiler alert right now. How was it?
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I'm not... I won't say anything.
Okay.
I won't say anything.
Oh, good. Well, then I'm so glad you just brought that up.
Oh, you told me not to say anything.
Thanks, Ebert. That was helpful. Wow. You know what? You don't need to kip for cash. You can give movie reviews.
That's
look
what
at you, Manus.
Yep, not going to say anything. You told me not to say anything. Have you seen it yet?
Autumn, I read the book.
Yeah. Well, the book is apparently much better than the movie.
Oh, snap.
And a slightly different ending.
Snapsky.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Well. I'm a little ticked by that one. Another one that I ruined. Okay.
Capital letter.
You know what? I did this on purpose. I wore my manliest shorts. I Twittered it to say that I wore my manliest shorts.
I saw that this morning.
Yeah, just to get you.
At like 5 a.m. or 4 a.m.
Well, I got to leave the house at 3.
You're a champ.
3 a.m. I got to drive down the road.
What do you got?
All right. I had about the gym thing, and you said you didn't like it. About how dirty is your gym equipment? All the stuff you can get from the gym. You're not even listening.
I am, but we've done that before.
Well, maybe we need to do it again.
Why?
Well, okay. And I've got secrets.
Secrets? What do you mean secrets?
You're sick as your secrets? When we lay bare our truest selves to select others, we make space for a new kind of connection in our lives.
Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying letting people in on the behind the scenes here.
All right. How about the fact that I'm worried about
how about the fact that you're the worst producer on the planet?
That too. However,
yeah. All right. It's Dollar Shave Club time. Now, first off, Janice wants me to make sure you guys all know that it is, in fact, Dollar Shave Club time and not one of my Gong Show segments. So do you feel good about that, Janice?
I do, thank you.
Okay. Autumn wants me to tell you that she feels very strongly about Dollar Shave Club because it makes her very angry. What were you saying, Autumn? Go on.
I hate going to the drugstore and waiting, feeling like a criminal, for someone to come unlock the cabinet so that I can get a pack of $50 razors.
Okay, do you both feel like you've said your piece here?
Yes.
Now can I do the spot?
Yes, ma'am.
Please.
Okay,
do.
Here we go. For just a couple of bucks, DollarShaveClub.com delivers amazing razors right to your doorstep. The blades are fantastic. They arrive like clockwork. DollarShaveClub.com has gift cards in any amount, which can be used for everything that they sell. Do it smart. Get your razors from DollarShaveClub.com. Over a million people do. I should know. I'm one of them. Try DollarShaveClub.com/Jillian today. That's DollarShaveClub.com/Jillian, J-I-L-L-I-A-N. We have a new sponsor. This one is for Bombas Socks. And I'm going to be real straightforward about this one because they're doing something really great. For every pair of socks you buy, they donate a pair of socks to a homeless person or a homeless shelter. They've already donated over 150,000 pairs of socks. And if you think that that's not a big deal, it is a big deal. In fact, socks are the number one requested item at homeless shelters. So now that I've said that, let me tell you a little bit about the socks. They're very cool. They're athletic/leisure socks, which basically mean you can wear them to work out, you can wear them in any pair of shoes. They're super cool, not nerdy or dorky. They don't stick far up above the ankle, above the shoe, which drives me up the wall. It's a pet peeve of mine. They feel great on your foot. They help you perform better in the gym. Literally, they have designed a better sock than anything else on the market. They spent 2 years in research and development on these socks to create substantial updates to the standard athletic sock, including a tab to prevent blisters, an extra comforted footbed, honeycomb arch support, the absence of toe seams. They have left no stone unturned with the development of this sock. And since launching in October 2013, as I said, they donated over 150,000 pairs. They make great gifts for the holidays with everybody on your list that has feet. Yeah. So to get 20% off your first order, go to Bombas, bombas.com/Jillian before December 19th at noon. That's Bombas, bombas.com/JILLIAN.
The next one is, need to say goodbye. Yeah, we had a comment about how we don't say goodbye anymore, right? Yep. Someone wrote in and said, you guys don't say goodbye because sometimes we don't, and this is the reason why.
Okay.
And it was yet another time when you said, let's not talk or something. It's just f***ing insane.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Let's have a moment. Let's see if we can just
do a moment of silence.
Could we be quiet?
Yeah, and it's just like, you got to be f***ing kidding me. So anyway, I'm just going to say...
Please just leave this in just like this. Just leave it just like this. I forgot that I did that. I'm such a visionary.
Yeah. Okay, we got to go.
That was a horrible goodbye.
I haven't said goodbye. I just said we got to go.
Well, it was like it had zero context and zero feeling. Why don't you say it like you care?
I do care.
Like you're going to miss.
We got to go. We have to go. Please don't do this to me. Please don't do the silence. Let's do 30 seconds of silence.
or let's fart our way out. Don't even go there. It's been a long day. Just say, be nice and say goodbye because you're a little testy. Come on now. Don't do the silence. I'll never forget that day. Let's just stop talk for a minute. Oh, really, Jillian? Jake, you don't talk either. Let's all just be quiet for a minute. Oh, that'll be stellar radio.
I was trying to prove
that's
a point.
Fantastic.
I was making a point. I can't remember what it was now, but at the time
yeah,
it was
real. Yeah. Obviously.
All right, fine. If you're going to make fun of me, I will say goodbye.
Okay. All right.
Not going to give an audience, you an audience for that. I'm not going to do that.
And finally, to finish off our show 200, the thing we do best, a little collage of our sounds.
Oh.
Oh. Look at this. Look how much we get done here.
Okay.
This is a good idea. I really think that you should form an alliance with
Wow.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Wow. That's amazing.
Janice, we're never going to see kids again now. Thanks so much.
Well, kids,
it was great getting to know you today.
And, great being here.
Yeah.
Well, you know where that came from throughout this whole segment? She took the opportunity to have Kits as the third, and she's been leaning
more
over,
wolfing down the rest of that sandwich.
Now, no, I do think this is good, this co-bragging. I just, my only concern is that you have to really trust your coworker that they're going to come through for you if you're coming through for them. Because,
I don't think we can really come back from this. So,
you know I'm going to edit that out, so don't
worry.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, I'm going to edit that out.
No, you're not going to edit it out because we've all had to live with this. And when Kits never, ever comes back into this room again and people wonder what happened to their hot new boyfriend in the event that Jake goes to New York, now you just ruined
this.
I'm
not going to leave that belt in there. It was too big. If it was a little one off the mic, I would have, but...
Oh, hold on.
Like, wait, is someone waiting for me to say something?
Oh, no!
I feel like that went in my mouth. Because I heard it so distinctly
in my ears.
That was
aimed towards me.
What? How old are you? I can't even breathe. It's
I just peed my pants.
Shit. You just hit your pants, too.
Oh, that was classic.
That was good. You know, I can't air that. But what just came out was very funny. You know what I'm going to do? Just as a little treat, I'm going to add that in at the very end of the show. It'll be in the exit music, and you'll hear a special treat on the exit music.
Real special.
It's a special treat.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right, let me write that down. What is this? This is G, right, Jake?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to put special exit music with a surprise.
Okay. That was
stop.
Oh my God!
Stop it! You can't air this. You just can't. People will hate us. No. All right, are we ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Dude, this is weirding me out.
What?
Smell my. Smell
no.
These? No, they don't smell bad. They smell like
guts.
Cologne.
You know what?
Are you recording this, Jake?
Yeah, those are Rick's.
Janice just belched.
That must be Rick's.
And Autumn wants me to smell.
Oh, they are.
Headphones.
They smell like his like Old Spice or whatever it is that he wears. They smell like old man vanilla.
Oh no.
Not bad.
Old man
but I keep
vanilla.
Getting, you know, like granddad smell, like older man aftershave.
You know what?
Oh boy.
Oh, no.
But I kept getting this whiff, and I was like, where is that smell coming from? And I just realized it's coming from my ears.
Could I have a bottle of that Old Man Vanilla? Old Man Vanilla,
hey, Jill, smash her face into this thing that's been sitting on my noggin for...
Isn't that the worst thing you say? Hey, smell this. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's like when you taste something rotten and they go, oh, try this. It's disgusting. What the heck's the matter with you? Oh, my
God. Like saying, smell my finger.
Yeah.
Smell my finger.
Smell my finger. The best line ever. Oh, my God. My sister and I used to do that to each other all the time. Smell my finger.
When where was their finger?
I'm not telling you. But it was brutal.
Oh, yuck, man.
Oh, my God. We were horrible to each other when we were little girls because we shared a room, twin beds.
Yucky. And why would anybody dare?
Because you do that.
Yeah, you do that.
Autumn just did it to you. Smell
what's
this.
With you?
Oh, you really got to smell
it.
It's called a courtesy smell. Like, if they say courtesy smell, you have to smell it.
No, you courtesy smell it.
I'll smell it.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, there's nothing like the smell of old, old man vanilla.
Oh, my God.
What? It smells like a granddad.
Oh, man.
Oh, like the good smells.
It does smell good.
I'm
Janice, smell my finger.
Smell my finger.
All right, and we're here every week on the Jillian Michaels Show. Thank you, and good night.
Listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.